little bit about me. I started here in a fundraising capacity, but my background is in psychology and counseling, and quickly moved right into case management because that's where my skill set's better served, and have been doing that ever since. Case management, food pantry, emergency assistance, information and referral, and a few other things now that every single person on this call, if you're in Jewish non-for-profit, you understand you're now doing 300 different jobs at your agency like I am. So I'm also running the Holocaust Survivor Program, and now we have just added on an LGBT network, and we'll see where that goes. So that's a little bit about me. One of the exciting parts of this particular affinity group, what I'm most looking forward to, is answering that key question when it comes to the work that we are doing, which is, how exactly do we make decisions in case management that are evidence-based, practical, sustainable for the agency, and helpful to our clients? And it's a tricky question because our clients are not always, so it's not always a cut and dry case. It's not always so simple how you help the population with whom we are working. So Lisa had this fantastic idea, which is, let's come together as an affinity group and talk about some of the hot topics in case management, particularly in emergency assistance. How do we make decisions? What has worked well? What hasn't worked well? And what are the challenges that we're facing? And how can we collectively, as a group, try to bolster the work that we're already doing while sharing in maybe some of the challenges we faced, but also some of the successes we've had. For today in particular, what I thought we could do that would be helpful is to, I know that Lisa, you've done a good job of getting everybody in and welcomed, but select, if we can, we're going to try to have enough time to go around the room. Lisa, you think we have enough time to still do what we thought? No, we don't?
I think we can have a good start.
Okay, we're going to have a good start, and then you can continue.
There are 40 people. You know, it's great.
So it's 40 people, so that gives us all 1.5 minutes each. but that's okay.
Okay.
In 1.5 minutes,
yep.
I would love if you could announce who you are, what city you're from, and could you just tell us, and again, we'll continue this digitally, so everyone can email with Lisa and with me, Lisa? Or,
yeah, we have a Facebook page. We have
and
a,
our Facebook, Facebook page, and we're going to be high tech, and we will and talk about what I'd love to hear from everybody quickly and briefly is, what are some of the topics that when you heard about this group, you said, this group would be great, a great forum for us to talk about, blank. What are those topics? What do you hope to get out of this group? You're going to spend an hour of your precious time, and it is precious time, and I know that, so thank you very much for dedicating that hour to being here with us for the betterment of our collective community. What do you hope to get out of this group? And what are some of the challenges that you're facing in the work that you're doing? So I don't know how you start this, Lisa.
So Rebecca, everyone's computer looks different, so you have to call on people.
Oh, okay. Sitting right next to me on the screen is Amy from JFCS. Is that Boston?
Yep.
Oh. Hi.
So Amy, you have to I unmuted you, Amy.
And I'm going to just take notes. If you see me looking down, I'm taking notes.
Okay. I'm recording this. Amy from Boston, can you start? You just muted yourself. I just unmuted you. Okay, call someone else.
Amy from Atlanta. Hi, Amy from Atlanta.
Okay, Amy from Atlanta's
here. Hey!
Hey! I don't know if I have to, I don't know if I'm showing up or.
You're showing up.
You are. We could see you.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So challenges that I face that, and I think you hit on it a little bit, Rebecca, where you said in our world, everybody does a variety of things, and I'm no different than that. I was hired almost 8 years ago to be the intake manager, primarily for our clinical services, all of our counseling department, as well as our career services, as well as general information and referral, as well as managing our receptionists, our front office. And so my second day here, they said, you know, the person who was doing emergency financial assistance is an intern and she's leaving, and we need you to take that on also. So I did 8 years ago, and it has grown and changed and evolved over those 8 years, and becomes a juggling the work that I do primarily with our clinical department, and all those other things I listed, but then 200 to 250 calls a month for emergency financial assistance.
Oh my gosh.
And so as one person alone, it has been a challenge to juggle all of those aspects. But emergency financial assistance, we're finding here that it is growing. It's becoming more of an interest to people in the community. And so over the next, 6 months or so, I envision it growing more. And so I'm curious and want to find out how emergency financial assistance is handled in other offices. Is it a department? Is it a person? Are they doing like I'm doing other roles with emergency assistance? I'm curious and want to learn, where does their money come from versus our money comes from a donor primarily. Last year it came from a couple donors. So it's those types of things that I want to learn from the group to know, how are you organized? Where does your money come from? And that will also help me in making up ongoing changes in Atlanta.
Right. I think that's a great idea, Rebecca. We did that with Holocaust Affinity Group. We did practices across programs, and that's probably a really good way to start too. Yeah.
Practices across programs, got it.
But I was very excited when I saw that this was going to be an affinity group. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Right. This one, really. I mean, I've run 18, and this one had people just immediately sign up. Like that first week, we had around, 86 people. It was a lot. Okay. So we do that across.
Thank you, Amy.
Great. Thank you.
All right. How about Leslie?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm in Toronto, Canada.
That's right.
And I am the manager of intake and counseling. Like who said it, Amy in Atlanta. I have a job, pretty much exactly, and lots of other duties as assigned. Like that seems it's very, very similar. So we have what we call here now a poverty reduction program. It is a program that serves lots of sort of very, very poor, marginalized, isolated folks in Toronto. We provide support, clinical support, and we provide financial support. The money that we get comes from primarily from the donor, which is the United Jewish Appeal, like Federation of, I don't know whether that's a similar, you have that in States.
Yeah. Federation. We have
They raise the money and they give us a chunk and we determine how to spend it, who to give it to, and how to be most helpful to them. We have created a program where we have we do a comprehensive assessment, biopsychosocial assessment, to help to us to understand where the client's coming from, what the issues are, what the needs are, whether they're mental health, whether they're financial, whether they're, you know, resume, they need help with their resume building. I mean, there's so many different factors. And we work with these clients until they get to a point where they don't need us anymore. So there are people in service that we've had in service for years and years. Our program has just recently changed where there is a requirement of participation in the program. You know, people sometimes, I don't know if you find, we get calls from clients saying, well, I didn't get my paycheck this month. Right? Like it's almost like an expectation that they should be getting it. So we've sort of really tried to switch up the...
Leslie, we don't have a lot of time. I want to just ask, what are some of the, what do you want to get out of the group? Just because I want to make sure.
I missed the beginning, so I didn't know what we were talking about. But I just want to hear what other people are doing. If we are, you know, we've just revised our entire poverty reduction program and hired a poverty reduction manager specifically who's not able to be here today. So I'm sort of here in her place. To hear, but I was sort of very much integral in creating this new program, so I'm aware of everything that we do as well. So that's what I wanted to do.
Okay, terrific.
All right, keep going. Susan from Montreal, another part of Canada.
Okay, hi everyone. So in Montreal, I'm Agence Ometz, which is the formerly Jewish Family Services. We have another agency here as well from Montreal, our senior services. We have a very well-established, very documented, very structured program for community assistance. It includes emergency, but it's not emergency only. It's a $2 million program funded by Federation. It's the main pillar on which Federation raises its funds. So we're not really at risk of having that cut. And like Leslie, we have been helping families sometimes for generations. Over the last 20 years, we've refined it much more to be less of a HESED program, that is, you need a couple of $100 a month, than a social service program, which is always now in the context of a plan. So we can help with an emergency, we can help with a transition, but primarily we help families and individuals, and the majority of our people, our clients, are individuals, because they are the ones who have the least available funds, at least in Canada. Families with family allowance, federal family allowance benefits, have had their finances and their poverty reduced significantly. Low-income individuals, marginalized mental health are really at risk. So it's always in a context of a plan. The two things, however, that I would love to talk about with my colleagues, because I sense that Canada is going to be, the Toronto and Montreal are going to be very different than the rest of you, are how to define a crisis. Because people are always coming to us for a crisis, which is fine once. It's a crisis, though, that becomes 2 months, 6 months, or 6 years, having trouble with that.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing, I think, for us and me is being clear and choosing the social service approach than the donor HESED approach. I get calls from donors and Federation once a week to say, how is it you're not helping this woman who has a sick child? And the answer is she owns a house. She has other assets. She doesn't meet our criteria, and we have real criteria for, we have a low income standard. We have a community basic needs amount. They don't meet our standards, but donors are driven by their hearts. We're driven by a plan that is, as Lisa said earlier, or maybe Rebecca said it, sustainable, viable, that makes sense. So that conflict and that tension is constant, and it affects our ability to do business. It affects our ability to raise money. It affects Federation's ability to raise money because they count on donors being happy. Right. So that would be what I put on the table.
Today. Those are great questions.
By guidelines. What is everyone's guidelines? I'm sorry, Rebecca.
No. I think you're right.
I have tons of guidelines, and I'm happy to share. I have a whole
quick question for Susan. Sorry.
Where's it coming
from? Hold on, Amy, before you ask her a question, you can let's try to get to some more people because...
Also offline anytime. I mean,
yeah, offline. Write her in the chat. Write her in the chat. Write everyone in the chat.
So yeah, write in the chat.
Unless you have to say it now. Are you still with us, Amy? I mean, I don't know. I hate to cut you off, but I feel like there's 41 people on now and we're halfway through and not everyone's had a chance to talk. So.
Amy, write me.
And then what about Moore Cantor?
Yes. Hi. I also missed the initial introduction. I am from the Raleigh-Cary area in North Carolina. I got hired approximately a year ago and actually moved with my family to the Raleigh area about a year and a half ago. So for me, the adjustment was really trying to understand what we do and how we do it and what, you know, what resources are there. So that brings me maybe to the first answer and the simple answer of what I hope to get out of this group is that maybe we can kind of, you know, create sort of a resource list or some ideas of places that, you know, things that our clients are often needing. One of the things that I actually was going to ask Susan is that we've clarified very quickly in our Jewish Family Services in the Raleigh-Cary area that we are not actually a crisis intervention center. So I come from a background in crisis intervention, but at our Jewish Family Services office, there's myself that is the case manager for individuals and families under age 60. And then I share an office with our other case manager, social worker, that is Abby Palmer. She's on vacation this week, but she takes care of 60 and above. But we've definitely put it out there that we are not a crisis center, and try to avoid these sort of crisis situations in direct clients or callers to an emergency room or a facility that would be able to deal with a crisis. Having said that, we do find ourselves in situations where we're kind of looking at each other and saying, how are we going to deal with this with lack of resources or lack of financial support? You know, the difficulty of at what point do we say this is all that we can do? And yet trying to help and support as many of the needs and requirements that our, you know, community is seeking, right?
So, okay, Laura, that's great. We're going to move on, but that's really good what
that's
you
great.
Said. I've written a lot of things down. I think that's also a whole nother topic, like what do you do? When do you say no? It's all around the same kind of things, but I think we have to keep on moving forward. So
Thank
if everyone
you.
Can just say what they're, where they're from, maybe how long they've been in the field and what they'd like to see come out of the group might be the best thing.
All right. Thank
for,
you.
For us moving forward.
We have a group here, Mohit, and I can't see the rest of the name.
Seattle.
Seattle.
Wait, where?
Mohit and Maggie from Kansas. Missouri. Is that Missouri?
From Missouri.
Hi. My name is Maggie. I've been at the JFS of Greater Kansas City for about 2 years. I'm the Kesher KC director. And then we have Moshi.
Hi, everyone.
As our Kesher KC social worker. We hope to get out of the group more ideas and information. We have stopped doing emergency assistance. We have HESED funds, but we've made changes over the past year and a half. So, like I said, we hope to get some more ideas, but overall, we want to be good stewards of the funding and not just put a Band-Aid on things with financials and really get to the root of the problem and educate our clientele.
So what kind of, you know, ideas are you looking for what kind of program?
Well, for our program, we know people come to our food pantry is like our gateway to services. They need help with other things. So we're utilizing the social workers to make those connections in that way, but also to work on credit repair and credit rebuilding, since the credit score really impacts about housing, insurance for your car, and different aspects that seem to be a cyclical thing with some of our clients who experience poverty.
Okay.
Trying to find some different methods and alternatives.
Okay.
Great.
Super.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much. And what about Aviva in Pittsburgh?
Hi, everybody. This is exciting to be part of this. Thank you for coordinating. I actually do not work at a JFCS. I work at Hebrew Free Loan in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
We have a unique partnership in Pittsburgh where all five of the programs that offer money to people in the Jewish community for various purposes have combined into a collaborative called J-Funds. And I think what I'm looking to get out of this group is learning what other models other cities have, how they collaborate with, you know, the folks that give college scholarships or other Hebrew free loans or Israel scholarships or emergency funding, just to learn about best practices. And I think the other thing I really want to get out of this is figuring out what strategies we can employ to help people who are in chronic financial difficulties. So we know that wages are not keeping up with cost of living, and there's only so much money to go around, and what can we do to help people in our communities who are just struggling, and who it's more than a one-time loan or cash assistance. What do we do for the big picture?
Right.
Okay.
Fantastic. These are such great things. What about Amy in Boston?
Amy, you have to unmute yourself. Oh, I unmuted you.
You unmuted me.
I did.
I, for the past 5 years, I'm the supervisor for emergency financial assistance here. And we, with other Jewish partner agencies in Boston, we are part of a major funding initiative called the Anti-Poverty Initiative, where the Jewish partner agencies have been working together to have one clearinghouse through what's called the Warm Line. And having said that, I'm most interested in hearing what other people are doing. I was very interested in hearing about Pittsburgh's initiative, because a lot of our funds are under our programming in terms of Hebrew Free Loan and scholarship, and we have a food pantry and so forth, kosher food pantry. But the woman from Montreal, it sounds like there's more of a parallel in the sense that we have very clear guidelines in terms of who's eligible and who isn't, which leads us into issues that you have donors who, again, are speaking with their hearts, or you have synagogue rabbis who are helping congregants or congregants on the edge. And when they run out of money or are kind of tired of the client, they send them to us. I don't know what. So this is an ongoing tension that we want to maintain good community relationships, obviously, but and we want to help those who need that help in a sustainable way, involving social services. But it feels like we're always doing this dance to maintain a certain kind of political balance with the other Jewish institutions in the community.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What about and Mandy and Virginia in Seattle? Hello.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to unmute you. There you are.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, we're JFS Seattle. I'm here with V. We might have gotten her name wrong. She's a case manager. I'm a case manager, Parma. And our director of emergency services is Sandy, not Mandy, but I'm sorry.
Okay.
I gotcha.
So I think we're struggling with a lot of the issues that were already mentioned. Basically, wondering how other agencies make decisions. And we're also struggling with that donor tension, trying to please the donors, but also facing a lot of concerns with our long-term Jewish families and how we continue to serve them respectfully And they do, some of them do have other assets, but basically how we can overcome serving the long-term clients and how long should we serve them and when should we cut them off and how that affects the community. Others may want to speak on that.
Yeah.
That's really it. And basically prioritization. And also, we put in something very specific for future topics, which is a big issue in our community is paying for funerals for indigent members of the community. And it's a huge issue in our lives. So at some point, I know it's a very specific piece of this, but I would like to just put that out.
Wow.
Well, that's good to be specific. And I'm sure we can get to something like that as well. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. What about staying on the on that coast and going with Jen Glazer in LA?
So I have to undo you. Jen was the first one on. Jen, you have to unmute. There you go.
Hi. I've been here at the agency 18 years. I've been in my role director of that intake and central access and special needs about 8-10. I have a whole list. I'm interested in if people have a maximum they give out to people, what their criteria is. Do they have an application process? What does it look like? We have different funds, some sectarian, some non-sectarian, some associated with certain grants or programs. Managing expectations, training staff and supporting staff. It can be so hard to be on the front line with this. And I think that's a start. I'm not on Facebook, but would love an email list. And we could have a Jewish free burial program, and I would be interested if others do and what it looks like.
So to respond to Jen in terms of maybe not being on Facebook, but we do have an email list, which you all have, because I sent the invitation and the list is on the top. Right, so you can cut and paste all of that if you want. If not, I can send it out.
Invitation, but I can check back.
Okay.
Great. Okay, so we're halfway through, so we're just going to try to get through a hand as many more people. So thank you guys for your thank you, Jen, and thank you for your brevity, everyone, so that we could get through everybody. And if I forget to call on you, please forgive me. But what about Tzipora Levy in Clifton Passaic?
Okay. Hi, so we're at Jewish Family Service in Clifton Passaic. I'm here with Rebecca Shockett and Sari Katz.
Hello.
And Nancy Cohn is separate. So we have case management here. We don't provide emergency assistance. We try to connect people to resources within the community. And we do give out some food vouchers. So I guess...
No, we're just listening to always network and then get more information on how we could always give it to our clients because there's always new stuff out there, whether it's here statewide or nationwide. We do have a program here in the state called Project Sarah, which is Stop Abusive Relationships at Home for victims of domestic violence. And we do have some funds that we're designated to give out to some of our clients who unfortunately have had that experience. But except for that, we really don't have any cash assistance that we divide here at JFS. It's just not something that we are equipped with. We have. There are other local organizations, whether it's in Passaic County, which is really our catchment area, that we do provide, connect our clients to. And just any information, we always want to learn more.
Thank you so much. All right. Thanks, Passaic. Clifton. What about Courtney in Philadelphia?
Hi, I'm Courtney from Philadelphia. I'm the director of our Individual and Family Services Department, which incorporates two care management teams, one for the 18 to 64 year old population, and then an older adult care management program for 65 and older. We don't call it emergency funds, but we do have financial assistance that we give out. And I like kind of along the lines of what everyone else is saying, I think this is a good forum to talk about like parameters and how we make sure that we really deepen the impact of every dollar that we give out and that we're not just sort of creating this level of like where people like reliance on our services, but that we're really helping people reach financial stability with the dollars that we give out, because even though we have them, they're minimal. So sort of looking for best practices in terms of how to delineate financial assistance, and also just best practices in care management in general, because I don't think that there is like a clear evidence-based practice for care management. And so I think this is a good forum to talk about what everyone's doing. We are constantly seeing that we have an influx of clients. The issues that they're dealing with are just continually getting more and more intense. Our aging population in Philadelphia is growing exponentially. And that is also putting, we have sort of like this divide between our older adults and then like the 65 to 75 year old population whose needs are different. And sort of just, we're trying to figure out, how do we adjust, you know, do we serve more clients less intensely, or do we serve less clients more intensely? Really to just make sure that what we're doing, isn't pushing our staff beyond their capacity, but also making sure that we're meeting the need in the community.
Okay, I was just going to say, when you say we, you're saying you and your staff, or are you talking about the board? Like, who makes those decisions?
Well, I think we've been having this conversation at varying levels. Uh-huh. So we've been talking to our funders about it. We've been talking to the board about it. And I think we're approaching a new strategic plan this fall for our organization. So this is a conversation that we're having, and like sort of starting to come up with what's the direction that we want to go in. And so I think getting input of where everyone else is at will help us maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a really interesting idea for this whole group to really, you know, talk about that or bring together maybe before the next time, if we come up with whatever it is we want to do, everyone brings what they're thinking about in terms of their program, because whoever said something about best practices, it might have even been you, Courtney. I mean, maybe that is something that this group can try to aspire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. And I just want to say, I don't know, Lisa, what do you think about this? It's, you know, you run these affinity groups. So, but I was thinking maybe I was going to ask people, would they be interested in, you have this chat feature here. And if you could, you know, for anyone who did not get a chance to share today, if you could throw into that chat feature just a couple of words before you leave the group today.
You mean what they want to talk about?
Just to make sure, and I'm going to jot everything down, or you'll jot it down, Lisa. But just if you could, I mean, you know, I see here that you could chat to everyone on the group.
Right.
And so
right.
If you select chat to everyone and go ahead and throw just some words in that chat feature, that's great.
Right.
I'm just trying to, there's people on the phone, and I don't know if perhaps we want to give some people on the phone a chance to jump in.
Whoever's next on your screen is who I would call on next.
Okay, fine. So then what about Richard from Sarasota?
Sure. So my name is Richard from Sarasota. I'm the Director of Homeless and Veteran Services here at JFCF. Some of the things I guess I would like to discuss. So with veteran services, it's quite well-funded. I think it's a little bit different than some of the things I've been hearing. But I was recently given the homeless non-veterans as well. And so our program is mainly focused on, of course, homelessness and then prevention of homelessness too. And so some of the issues that I would like to definitely discuss with the program that's less funded, some of the best practices for acuity scales. I know everyone was kind of talking about how they have limited funding and how to best serve some of those people. So what are the acuity scales? How are you determining who to help and who to maybe divert? So that's one thing I would definitely love to hear more about.
We call them guidelines in the best world, acuity scales. I like that.
Right, exactly. So that's, you know, something I think I would definitely like to hear about. And then also some of the people who maybe have that issue of having such a well-funded program, maybe on one end, but then have other programs that are not as funded as well, and what you maybe do as best practice to make sure that you're serving that community. So I think those are some of the things I would like to discuss.
OK. Okay, great.
All right, thank you. And what about Vera and JFCS in Atlanta? Oh, wow. Two Atlanta people. I guess it's a state's that big.
Thank you for calling on me. I'm just going to tell you what I'm interested in. My role here, I work with Amy, of course, and Amy oversees the actual programming. I am the director of grants and measurement, and I am right now working with others in the agency to expand to have a financial assistance initiative where we're adding things on and reaching a broader group. And one of the things we're looking to do is to incorporate case management to work with those clients to have sustainable change as a possibility. So I am just very interested in understanding criteria for sure and what others are doing. What are some of the best practices? I really just want to be able to gather information to see what we can pull from that would make a robust, strong program. As everyone else has said, there's limited resources. We have some funders who are kind of interested in using their funds to help us to grow this. And I really was very excited to see that you were talking about this topic and that it also included case management. I'm really just looking for some direction and great information.
Thank you, Vera. What about Karen at JFNA? Did we hear from you, Karen?
Well, Karen must be on my next screen and maybe I've muted her. So let's see, Karen.
Hi. Where are you? Can you hear
me? There you are.
Hi, everybody. I'm Karen. I'm the Assistant Director of Critical Supports at Jewish Federations of North America. I'm in the Washington office, and I manage our Critical Supports Program for Holocaust Survivors. We fund six federations to then allocate funding to JFSs in their communities to assist Holocaust survivors who are to do emergency services. And I'm just looking to learn more about what you do on the ground. I'm not a case manager, but to understand the challenges in your communities that you face and how many survivors you are working with, and if that poses a challenge with other populations and determining how you fund them.
So Karen, this is probably not then the group, because when people had written me and asked me about, unless there are a lot of you on here, asked me about if this was emergency financial assistance for Holocaust survivors, I said, no, that wasn't going to be discussed in this group, necessarily Holocaust survivors. That's really going to be discussed in the Holocaust Survivor Professionals Affinity Group.
Yeah.
This is just general, you know, what happened to you, emergency assistance.
Sure. Yes.
Just, I didn't want you to be disappointed.
Thank you. No, and I understand that from what everybody has said. I think it'll still be beneficial to my work here. Thank you.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Just a few more. Sorry, my screens got out of order, Lisa. So, but I have more from Raleigh. Did she? No, 1 second.
Okay, she might be on my other screen.
All right. No.
We
keep going more. Did we? What about?
Calling someone else because I can't.
Okay, Debbie. Right, how about Debbie and Lynn from Miami?
I'm here. I don't know if you guys can hear me.
We can hear you now.
Are you there?
Yes, and I spoke earlier. Yeah, spoke. I'm the one that the case manager in Raleigh.
Yeah, she spoke.
Right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's all right.
Janissa from JFSA. Janissa Nagel. Can you speak?
Yep. Moment, let me just unmute.
No, you muted yourself. Unmute. There you go. You were talking and then you muted yourself. Okay.
Now?
Yep. There you go.
Good. So Janice Nagel, and I've been at the JFSA in Cleveland for about 5 years. And I'm in a financial, the part that reports up through me is the emergency financial assistance. And then I'm director of the self-sufficiency program. And the issues that we have, the things that we're looking for from this affinity group very much mirror what Jen Glazer talked about in LA, which is looking for best practices, interested in what others are doing.
Right.
Protocol, etc.
Okay, what about Maureen in Chicago?
Hi, I'm Maureen with JCFS Chicago. We have our financial counseling program is an offshoot of our counseling, our CCC programs. The way we function, we get funding from various donors as well as some EFSP emergency housing and shelter and food. We have very few guidelines. We have sustainability, and we do not pay security deposits on subsidized housing because we found CHA was sending everyone to us. We're relatively small compared to everyone else that I've been hearing. And so we work with people with counseling first, even the most basic. Do you know where your money's going? Do you know where your income is? And starting from there and then doing the financial counseling, trying to make a contribution to their stability. And we don't have any set upper or lower limits. The concept is to make a difference in people's lives. We work with both Jewish and non-Jewish communities based on kind of a multitude of how they get a hold of us, whether or not they're the kind of crisis they're in. And we have regular meetings here. There's only one other counselor for all of the city of Chicago, all of Cook County, all of DuPage, all of Lake County. It's me and one other colleague. Well, but it's because we're an offshoot. We're actually not a priority in any way. I'm listening to all these plans, and that's one of the things I wanted to be part of this group, was to hear somehow to revisualize our program. So I'm excited to be here and to kind of get an idea of what best practices elsewhere are, especially because we're kind of like an orphan program, where the stepchild, where people send their clinicians, for instance, can send clients to us, but we're finding that they want case management, and that's actually one thing I do a lot of resource provision, but not ongoing years of case management.
Right. So,
let's hear from Laura in Brooklyn, because Laura is one of the only agencies in our whole network, which is a Jewish community center, which has social services within it. So, you know, I think that'd be interesting. Isn't that you?
Yeah. Hi, guys. That will be me. So I'm a director of social services at the Kings Bay Y. So we have a wide range of what you call comprehensive case management services, including emergency cash assistance. We do not have our own resources for emergency cash assistance, so we do it through referral. We do not refer clients out. We complete all referrals on site and send them out and follow up until the client gets the check. So we have food pantry, which serves at this point more than 1,000 households monthly. Wow. Yeah, we have services for special needs populations, both young and adults, including deaf and hard of hearing seniors and senior adults.
So what do you want to get out of this group, Laura?
What
do you want to get out?
I understand I'm the only one from New York, but our main challenge is the rent costs here. So people basically cannot afford to live in New York, especially when they're getting only public benefits, social security, and so on, of families, single parent families. Working families who consider to be poor or near poor. So resources, what can be done? If there are any opportunities to apply for any funding that applicable for New York that will allow us to have our own resources to provide emergency cash assistance.
That's a tall order, but we'll see what
we
can do.
Wow.
So how about Mary in Columbus? Have you talked to us? I don't think so. Do I have to?
Hi. Okay, so I'm the Bonet case manager here part-time. I wear three hats here. I'm also a career consultant, and I'm our client database system administrator. So with us, we do have like emergency cash assistance, but it's a limit and it's last dollar only. One of the things that we're lucky enough to have is a very large clearinghouse locally of all of the nonprofit and social service agencies in Columbus and what kind of assistance they provide. So we can refer out to a lot of those places. We did change as far as the criteria for emergency cash assistance recently, and we put a cap on it and decided it would be last dollar amount because we ran out last year in like September and weren't able to help anyone from September through the end of January of this year. Our cash assistance comes through the local federation and that money is actually limited. And one of the things that we just discussed today is rabbis will refer people to us who are having issues. And then they want to know, well, you know, are you helping them? What have you done for them? And so we said, what we're going to do is give the rabbis releases of information so that they have the folks sign them when they make the referral, so we can let them know what we were able to do for them. And because the expectation is we're going to fix it all and we can't. So I'd really be interested in like the best practices, you know, coming up with some of those and how we work with individuals in crisis and moving them towards self-sufficiency.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, Mary. Okay, so this is great. We have a few more minutes. We have about six more minutes. And so what we really would like to do is, I know that we didn't get through half of the group, and unfortunately the first one probably with all the introductions, it takes some time. But I'm taking, Lisa and I, taking copious notes, and there are some highlighted ideas that came out that everybody shared, but time and time again, I keep hearing the word chronic. I keep hearing criteria. I keep hearing measures and guidelines. I mean, these are all big hot topics for the work that we're doing. What I would love if everybody could do, if you could, please, is email the group after this so that we have, rather than doing it here, right, Lisa, better than on the Zoom chat?
Wait, what are you saying to do? To do what?
Have everyone email when we finish the group.
Email what?
For those who didn't get to speak, okay. Topics that you would like to see covered and challenges that you're facing. And right. And since you're sending an email, a little bit about what you're doing at your Jewish family, at your agency.
Right. So, right. So we were thinking that anyone who, Jen has something to say. Did I mute you? Here you go.
Hi, really quick. I wasn't on the original email for some reason. Could you resend the email so everyone's maybe on it?
So what I was going to say, Jen, write your email in the address in the chat box, please. So what I was going to say is that I'll email everyone, and whoever wasn't able to tell us what their challenges are and what they'd like to get out of the group, please do, because we have everyone else's recording. And we will also, I was thinking maybe everyone could send in, if possible, their guidelines, their acuity sheets, their someone else just said something else, because I think that would be very interesting too. And we could put it in a folder in our resource library that you can all get into because you're members, and I'll give you the directions as to how to do that. And we could be looking at other people's guidelines and what they're doing before we have our next call, because when's our next call, Rebecca? It's not for another 3 months,
April,
right?
Yeah.
So when is it? Do you have the date?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So that would be great if you all want to do that, because we will create in our special affinity group folder a resource file for all of the agency's guidelines for
emergency. It's April 28th is our next one.
Okay, and we'll come up with a list of what we're going to be talking about at that meeting. And if anyone is gung-ho about something really specific, just let us know. Otherwise, we're going to take what we heard today and come up with a schedule and an outline and an agenda, I guess I'll call it, of what we'll do next. Does that make sense to everyone? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna unmute you all so you can talk. Anyone can talk now that everyone's unmuted.
Oh boy.
Nobody's saying anything?
Thank you for pulling this together. Obviously, yes, a hot topic.
I would say. Okay, so I know that not everyone got to talk. Anyone burning to say something? Tatiana in Edmonton, you always have something to say.
Tatiana.
Nothing this time? Matthew? Rena, I know you guys. You're just a different group of mine, huh?
I want to say something.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm Barbara at JFS in Fort Lauderdale. And I want to say that I want to meet everybody and hug you. Only you can understand what we go through every day. And I want to have a drink with you.
Right. Believe me.
Lots so of hard. Drinks.
It's so hard to make those decisions. I don't know. I felt in my role like I was the one who was making the decisions. And like some of you, there were no really clear-cut guidelines. So, you know, you didn't want to be subjective. And, you know, it was so hard. I made my board come up with, you know, guidelines. And then I wanted to switch them around all the time. So I know how hard it is.
Yeah.
So we'll look forward to seeing you all the 28th. We have the Facebook group. You'll have everyone's emails. And you can write each other, too, okay? Don't be strangers. The whole point of this is to connect and engage.
I think right? It's great.
Eastern
State. Right. Lisa, I just want to say thank you so much to you for all your leadership and guidance and organizing all these amazing community leaders together in one place. Unbelievable.
Thanks, how much Rebecca.
We really are... In the presence of
well, I see any of you at the conference. Issues. Is anyone coming to the conference?
I'll be there.
You'll be there, Courtney?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Great. Okay, yeah. I look forward to seeing you. Okay, good.
Thank
so
you.
So look me up. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be at the conference.
Yay. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.